Yes, I welcome the fact that the housing agency has been finally set up. Now we will see, obviously, in the new year 2023, just how much of an impact that will have in relation to moving this whole process forward. Because, as you know yourself, up until now it has been moving at a snail's pace, and which is totally unacceptable. My only concern there is I would have asked this question as well about where the housing agency was being set up, and my understanding is that it's been set up in Pettico, and I feel that is quite a distance away. My understanding is that apparently the reason for this is that they actually hope to deal with issues in Mayo as well. But I would feel, because of the crisis that we find ourselves in, that a housing agency could perhaps possibly be set up in both counties. Because, you know, this whole process needs to move much quicker to help the families who are just at their wits' end at present. And, you know, this is just something that I feel. But we will see. We will see how things pan out now in early 2023. And I do hope that there's a lot of progress made in this year to help these families, because everything has been moving so slowly. So we'll see. We'll see where this takes us.
And is it hopeful that the housing agency will be able to help homeowners with the applications and with any advice that they need? Is that the aim for the housing agency?
Well, I would imagine that would be one of their roles as well. And there's facilities also been set up in Letterkenny, a facilitator in Letterkenny, and one in Buncrana to help people as well deal with the helping out their application forms and things like that there. So those two facilitators have been put in place. So hopefully that will help as well. You know, any help that has to be given, as I said, we will see. This housing agency now has been set up. We will see now how much of an impact that will have in early 2023, and we will take it from there. And I feel, obviously, you know, that Donegal County Council, and I think the county manager outlined it extremely well when he spoke at our special meeting, just how much of a role the council has to play in this whole process. And, you know, I want to, at this stage, if I can also, I want to thank the staff within Donegal County Council that are dealing with this whole Mica issue, because, as you know yourself, and it was alluded to at our meeting, that a number of the families themselves that are dealing with this on a daily basis have the same problems when they go home in the evening. So we have to take that into consideration as well. You know, but hopefully now, Emma, in 2023, we will see this process moving much, much, much quicker and much faster.